Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Today, I am so excited to welcome back to the show, Deborah Rizzo. Ladies, you have met Deborah before, but let me read her bio so that you can be reminded of who she is. And I want to tell you a little bit more about sort of how she and I have kind of grown in our relationship together. But let me start with her bio. So Deborah, always an independent spirit, Deborah started her first business in 1990. After owning several businesses, she realized that her path to financial freedom is through real estate investing and her personal mission to teach others who seek to grow and want to live life fully. In 2009, she began her journey with Tony Robbins and now is a Robbins trainer, traveling globally to provide on-site coaching to attendees. In addition to her degree from UCLA, Deborah expanded her investing education with a series of intensive workshops. It felt like a natural transition to her, shifting gears from her design firm to a booming rehab business that led to developing multifamily fourplexes. She is currently focusing her energy on partnering with investors seeking financial freedom through the acquisition of real estate assets. She is also passionate about helping other women find success in real estate investing through networking and education. To this end, she founded the Women's Real Estate Network, which we call WREN, W-R-E-N, in 2016. And actually, WREN is what we're going to be talking about today. So ladies, one of the things that I hear so much from you is, Monica, I really want a community. And you've tried a few communities, and I feel so blessed, right? Because you keep coming back to me and saying, Monica, I really want a community with you. And I have to say that this is a place where I fail. And ladies, I'm so sorry that I'm failing you, but I fail because I don't love Facebook. And I haven't found a platform that allows me to be engaged and to be there for you. Anyway, so I feel bad about it. And over the last year, I've really been on a hunt for a way to fill that need that I'm not fully responsible for. So it doesn't mean that I don't want to be responsible for you ladies, but I don't want to be responsible for the tech. I don't want to be responsible for Facebook ads. There's so much stuff involved in this that I don't have expertise in, and I'm just not interested in. What I'm interested in is chatting with you ladies and helping you ladies and helping you grow and being your best selves and having conversations. That's what I'm interested in. So Deborah, when we first met, she mentioned that she has WREN. She was not just starting it, but it was kind of in its baby stages. And I was so excited to chat with her. We've stayed in touch. The community has grown. So now it's on Facebook. Yay. But there's a lot of people kind of managing that. And I'm a part of that. And so as it's grown, I thought, you know what? This is a place where my ladies could really go. And some of the things that I love about this is it's not just a Facebook group. It's a paid membership, not a huge amount of dollars, ladies, like pennies, seriously, super cheap. But because of that, we have a group of ladies that are actually interested in talking real estate. There's no trolls. There's no advertising. Well, there's Facebook, but not us. You know what I mean? We're there to help one another. And so that's why I'm bringing Deborah back, is because I really want to talk about what she's doing and how this can help you ladies. And here's the other thing. As we move into a new year, I'd like you to consider, what are your goals? Because you ladies ask for community because you know you need it. And as women, we are very good at building community in many areas of our life. However, building community about talking about money, investing, real estate, somehow we shy away from it. We shy away from asking questions. We shy away from answering other people's questions. We shy away from hanging out. And I'm not sure totally why that is, but I do know that women have some ideas about money and what we should and shouldn't be talking about. It's not conscious. It's deep ingrained inside of us. And so we're not like men, where we're just totally fine sitting around the dinner table talking about money and mortgage rates and blah, 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 right? To us, it might seem a little bit boring. But when you're talking with another woman that's passionate about it, it's not boring. So for this year, I'd like you to really consider building your community, because it will support you. It will help you get the education you need. When things go wrong or you have issues, you have a place to go to ask questions. You don't have to feel bad about it. There's never a dumb question, right? We're all there to support each other. And you need that. All of us ladies need that. We have that in so many areas of our life. We need this in our real estate business too. So as we move into this conversation, I want you to just really plant the seed inside of yourself that it's time for me to build a community that's going to support my expansion. So that's one of your goals for 2022. I'm just giving it to you. So now, after all of that, let me bring Deborah on. Hey, Deborah. Welcome to the show. Hi, Monica.
I'm writing that as the top of my goal for 2022.
Right? I'm like, here I am being bossy, Monica.
That's good. Boss me around. I've got no problem with that.
Oh, anyway, so nice to see you again.
It's so nice to see you too. And thank you so much for having me back.
Yes, of course. So Deborah, for those of us that haven't heard your story in a little while, could you give us like the high level 2-minute version of kind of how you got into real estate?
Sure. So I've been an entrepreneur for years, and I'm just going to qualify that by saying I built my own job. Like, yes. You know, it wasn't that the system where I was building passive income. I had built my own job. I was just paid money to do work for clients. And then I had an accident. I was in a really bad car accident, and it made me really think about what I wanted out of life. And I think a lot of people are kind of going through that now. Like, we have just had this pandemic, and it makes you reevaluate. Like, am I really living my best life? Am I living what I want to live? It's created a space for transition for people. Mm-hmm. And that's what my accident did for me. It created this space of transition and me asking the questions of like, what am I doing? Am I really living my best me? And the answer was no. And that didn't mean I had a bad life. I didn't. But it wasn't the life I wanted. It wasn't the life I dreamed of. And I think there was a part of me that was scared to dream, scared to want all that. But with this decision of this accident in my life, I was like, it's now or never, right? Like, we got to grasp today, you know? And so I decided to make some changes, and I wanted passive income. And I literally started Googling passive income.
Nice. I know a lot of the ladies have done that. Like,
yeah. And there's a lot of things that come up, right? There's real estate, there's royalties, there's all kinds of things that come up, but real estate always pops up. And that's when I thought, okay, I want to get me some of that mailbox money that everybody talks about. And I transitioned and started my journey towards that. And I think that was about 8 years ago now. I'll have to say, like, I look at some of the mentors that I follow, and I haven't been always the most focused.
I can relate to that.
I've tried things and loved them, and I've tried things and hated them. That's all in the journey and all in the learning process. And along the way, I found other women who would encourage and support me, which is what we're talking about here today.
Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free. So talk to me a little bit about that. Like, what did that look like and what happened?
That looked like I was going through a frustrating time personally. I started my whole real estate career. I didn't have a lot of money after the accident. And so I borrowed some money to help flip a house and thinking that I'll get the capital from flipping and then I'll reinvest in buy and holds for the cash flow. Cash flow always being my long-term goal, right? The wealth and the cash flow so that I could get out of the rat race and travel the world and all that kind of stuff, right? I wanted the freedom, right?
Yes.
So I was flipping and a bunch of hedge funds moved into my area and they were buying up so many of the properties that I would normally put offers in for and try to flip. And I was super frustrated. I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't find anything that's working where the numbers are working. I'm being outbid all the time. And I just felt like, where are my girls? Like, I need my support system around me. And it's not to say that I haven't gotten great education from men. I totally have, but
me too.
They don't think the same way we do. I mean, let's just face it. Like, they're not balancing the things that we're balancing and they don't think the same way that we think. And so I just put together a brunch in downtown LA on a Sunday, and I invited a bunch of women who were full-time investors, and they weren't all flippers. There's two women that own, like, I think they own like 18 storage units across the US now. There was a woman that was a lender. There was a woman that was into notes. They were all just full-time real estate investors. And it was fun, right? Like, we got together, we're fun. But what really started happening is we really started talking to each other about our problems and offering help. Now, that is one of the things I think comes naturally to women. Mm-hmm. Oh, you need a lender? I know this guy. He said that he's a hard money lender. You need a babysitter. You need a gardener. You know, like, I mean, we share resources. We just do. Mm-hmm. And so having some people that you can bounce ideas off of and share resources with is amazing, right? And at the end of that brunch, I said, I was thinking about doing this quarterly. And they said, no, let's do it every other month. And people started opening up their homes and there was usually wine involved. I won't lie.
Yeah. Wine, really? I'm surprised.
Wine and women? They were my favorite nights. Wine, women, and real estate.
That's right. Oh my God, I would be so in.
And yeah, absolutely. And what ended up happening is, like, not only did I know, like, and trust these women, right? Like, that's what they say, network with people you know, like, and trust. But we started doing business together. Like, I would JV with one of them. Somebody would lend on my job. I would lend on somebody's project. I would buy into something. I look at that group of women and I realize they have affected my bottom line. I mean, that's when networking becomes productive. Like, that is productive networking, right? And then at some point I realized there was all these other women out there that didn't even know about these rock star women because they weren't at the front of the room. They weren't telling their story. They weren't sharing their business models. Right. And so I thought, all right, let's start a meetup so that I can take from this group of amazing women and put them in front of the room and say, hey, there's other women that are out there doing this. And I think it just means something when people see somebody like them, when another woman sees a woman that's like amazing and she goes, she's doing that. I can do it. If she's doing it, I can do it. Right. And so that's what started happening. And then we grew. We just grew really quickly. And then technology came into play.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite part. I am really good at the face-to-face. Like, I've run meetups. I had groups that ran for years. And you know what? It's not that I'm not technically savvy. I am. But I just, for whatever reason, there's certain pieces that I'm not awesome at, right? So I super appreciate that you took that on. It was so interesting. This last weekend, I'm trying to remember where I was, but I was talking to somebody about the show And they were like, why do you focus on women? Like, what's the difference between men and women? And I was like, well, you're not interested in talking about menopause or what it's like to be a mom that just has a brand new baby and still wants to run a business, or to be a stay-at-home mom where your husband's the main breadwinner and you feel like you don't have any right to the money to invest. And in fact, often he doesn't trust you because he hasn't studied it himself. Not because he doesn't respect you or love you, but because he's managed all the money. That's his job, right? And you've managed the kid, right? There's been a division of labor so far, and now you're trying to change the paradigm. In any case, we have issues as women that men, as much as they might want to understand, my husband is amazing. He wants to understand, but it's impossible. He doesn't have our hormones. He doesn't have our physicality, the way that our minds work, our feeling of responsibility to our children or for babies in my case, right?
Or our aging parents.
Or our aging parents, exactly. Or whatever. So it's not just that we think differently, because we do, but we have very real physical aspects about our life that no man can really relate to. You walk into a room of a bunch of men real estate investors, and they will be usually very respectful, and you learn a lot. I learn a lot, but I've also been hit on a lot, which is not appropriate. We're talking business. Do you know what I mean? So we deal with stuff that it's just different, and men don't understand.
And the way we relate to each other is so different.
Yeah.
And I just have to share this example of it. I was flipping here in Los Angeles, and we opened a Wren chapter in Seattle. And so I was up at the Wren chapter in Seattle, and there was a woman at the Wren chapter who was a developer. And I walked up to her and I was like, wow, you're a developer. That's so cool. You don't meet women developers. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, you're a flipper, right? And I said, yeah. And she goes, I used to be a flipper. Developing's so much easier. And I was like, what? And we had this conversation that night that opened up my paradigm.
Right.
I had never seen myself as a developer because I hadn't met women developers. And I definitely, the developers I had met had been men. And I assure you, none of them had told me, it's easier. You could do it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Because, it, you know, from a man's perspective, you're dealing with these men developers. Most of the men that do development are either contractors themselves or have contractors in their pockets, right? Like they kind of know, they know each other. It's kind of the old boys network, right? And they just don't perceive how we fit sometimes. I don't feel like any of it is of malice, or maybe sometimes, but mostly their hearts are big, but they just don't understand, and they can't because they're not women. Just the same way as we can't understand what it's like to walk in a man's shoe. We just can't. We've had a little bit of training because we're out there in business with them, right, in our society, but we really don't know what it's like to be a guy. We just don't. And so it's so important to be able to have communication that's open, that's real. And you don't have to worry about, am I articulating this right so that he'll understand or whatever. Deborah, so you've been doing this for about 8 years. I've been doing this for 30 years. So for me, when I started in this business, it was all men. Like there were no women mentors, nothing. And I just remember like it was exhausting trying to figure out how to communicate right so they didn't think I was dumb, emotional, hormonal, didn't know the numbers, right? There was this impression about women and numbers, like all of these things. Everybody knew I was really smart, right? I came from UC Berkeley, like people knew, but there's just a different way of looking at each other.
And it's not even about being smart. It's about being taken seriously.
Right.
Right. I mean, sometimes even now, to finish up that story, I went on to develop. I've developed a couple of fourplexes now. Mm-hmm. And to finish up that story, sometimes even now, I'll say, yeah, I've developed. And it's so funny, the expressions I get on men's faces sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. And some of them are like truly respectful and in awe of me. And some of them are like shocked, right? And it's like, yeah, what do you know? We can do the same thing.
I actually say every once in a while, just to be goofy, because I'm feeling very much like I need to stand for myself. I'll say, yeah, I'm the CEO of a multimillion-dollar development company. And they'll be like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I develop in Los Altos. And they're like, what? They stop with the, I know so much more than you, right? And now it's much more of an equal conversation, right? Yeah. And honestly, I never feel like they mean it, but It's just kind of the way the paradigm has been in the past, and we're trying to shift that, right? Well, in the meantime, we need each other.
Right. And what's beautiful in that is that I can see you as that, and you can see me as that, and we can express that to other women who can look at us and go, oh, she's doing that. I could do that. I mean, mm-hmm. just like that woman opened up development to me, I'll open it up for other women. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's the beauty of being in a community of women, is that we can open up our minds to different ways to do things. I mean, not only is it a resource, right? Like if I have a problem, I can call, I have several smart women on my telephone that could help me with that problem, but it's also a source of encouragement. Like, oh, one of the women in REN, she's just buying her third hotel. Hello, girl. I'm stepping it up. Right? I'm like, dang, girl. You know, yeah. Like, it's that source of like, all right, there's these women who are heartfelt, but badass all mm-hmm. at the same time.
I know. And to really know that that's possible and it's okay. And that you get to have good conversations with those women. Like they're not inaccessible.
And they're transparent. Like we all have bad days. I jokingly say, yes, there is crying in real estate.
No joke.
It's okay. It's okay. We've all done it.
It's not all cash flow in one. Like it is. Really? It is.
There's some tears sometimes. Yeah. But it's also great to have the girlfriend to go, all right, get it out. Sit on your pity pot. All right. Are we done? Yeah. All right. Brush yourself off and we're going to go again. We're going to go at it. One of the things that I find that's really interesting to me, I mean, I study a lot of statistics between women investors and men investors. And oddly enough, maybe to men, women actually tend to have a higher return
on
their investments.
I have seen that. You know? Yes.
Yeah. It's fascinating, right? And we don't get in as quickly as men do. And sometimes I think women miss opportunities in real estate because it is about making the offer. It is about getting in on that deal. It's not that we don't know it's a deal, because let me tell you, I think there's an internal sensor when a woman finds a deal.
They're like, bing! Yeah. Bing!
Whether it's shoes, whether it's a house, whatever it is.
It's so true. Know?
And so there's something that goes off on us, but there's also a hesitation when the ticket price is a little higher, right? That there's a hesitation that happens. And we have a saying in REN, like, you can borrow my confidence, make the offer, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how it is, right? We have to lean on each other to kind of go, should I? And somebody has to stand behind you and go, yeah, now. Yeah. No, go ahead. Do it.
Do it. We're here. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really interesting being surrounded by a community of women in that sense.
I love when you were talking about the pity party, because I feel like we need our time to honor our feelings and our fear. And we also need a little bit of a kick in the butt that says, okay, you're done now. So a lot of times what happens is, us women we're such good listeners, right? We want to be there. We want to hold space and we want to make sure that you feel heard, but we don't go to that next step because it's scary, right? It's scary to tell another woman, are you done yet? Because now it's time for you to move forward. It's a hard thing to say and it's a hard thing to hear as a woman, right? Because we want to be in that. I want to be loved. I want to be liked. I want to be heard. I want you to know my feelings, right? At least this is me. I know I'm generalizing, ladies. So if that's not you, please forgive me. But that's who I am. And I know that that's who a lot of the women that I am around. And I remember, so I used to be a day trader, trading options. And I had one morning where I woke up and the brokerage had screwed up the closing out of the option trade. And I owed $400,000.
Oh.
I owed $400,000 in one night. David and I were making $60,000 a year in California. Like we had no money. I got out of it. It was a brokerage's fault. And it was all recorded and all that stuff. So it was fine. I got out of it. I ended up making like $20,000 that day, which is kind of cool, but not for that stress. But it's because I think what happened was at that point, I was like, I can't do this. I can't wake up in the morning and owe $400,000. Like I can't do that. And stopped trading. For like 2 months, just stopped. And I remember a girlfriend of mine we would go for a walk every day after my training. And she says, Are you trading yet? And I'm like, I'm not going to do it. It's too dangerous. It's too risky. I can't do it. And one day she said to me, Monica, you need to get back on the horse and ride. You can't live your life in fear.
Right.
And it was that every single time now that I'm in fear or something has gone terribly wrong and I'm like, right. I can't do this. Right. I hear her voice. You need to get back on the horse and ride. And this is the sort of thing, like if my husband says something to me like that, I'd be like, you don't understand, right? Yeah. That's not nice of me, but I totally like, and he was also scared too. So he wouldn't say, get back on your horse. He's like, no, don't do any more of this, right? Because he was emotionally and financially invested too in that situation. But having another woman tell me, someone that I knew cared about me, to say, you can't live in fear. You're never going to succeed if you keep going like this, right? And so I love that, Deborah, that you've created this community of successful women that understand that and that we can help each other, right?
Yeah. And I think what's also helpful, which we've kind of touched on, is that perspective, right? I mean, having a mentor or having somebody who has a perspective of you, of who you are. I know I've had them too. I was in a deal and it wasn't going well and I got scared. And when you get scared, you're not making decisions from an empowering place, right?
No.
You're making decisions from a completely disempowered place. You're not making the best decisions. You're making decisions out of fear instead of making decisions out of seeing something through. And one of my mentors, who's just also a woman who's been in the business like your length of time, 30 years plus. And she said, there's no way around. There's just through. Mm-hmm. So never just walk through. And it kind of just took my fear down. And I was like, she's right. Like, I'm just going to put my best foot forward today. And then tomorrow I'm going to do the same thing. And the day after that, I'm going to do the same thing. And then we're just going to walk through. And I think it's through her experience, she was lending me her experience because I couldn't see like that I was going to get through it, you know, and I actually ended up getting through it and making a profit. I didn't lose any money in the long run, but I needed somebody there to encourage me that way, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting how we can encourage each other to step up, to step through, to continue on through our fear. I love that REN is an opportunity for a community like that. We have women who have a lot of years of experience, or like me, like you. And we need those women coming in that are new to the business because they're so excited.
I'm so glad you said that. I have to say, like my ladies, I'm always like, get on my calendar and talk to me because they're the funnest conversations. Yes, I'm coaching. I get that. But just to hear like the excitement and the ideas and like what they bring, like there's so much out there. It's impossible for me to know what's out there, what people are seeing and also what they're needing. Right. So you're so right. Like it just juices me so much. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And they need people with experience. They need people to kind of go, all right, come on. You're going to go this way. Okay. You're not going to get it unless you put an offer in, you know, like you, it works really well. And then we also have just the framework of being women. So I think there's some definite traits that we have that kind of come up, and that is asking for what you need. Mm-hmm. I think women have a tendency not to do that. And I think that in our community, we embrace the femininity of that and asking for what we need in that way. I think we all can do businesses in a man's world because we've had to, short, direct, succinct, you know, like, but it's wonderful to embrace our femininity and do business like we want to do business, which is more creative, which is more collaborative, which is more win-win for everybody. So I think it's a really interesting paradigm that when you shift into feminine space for your business operating system, you know, that it actually becomes more profitable sometimes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I totally stole the conversation around us experienced women needing beginners because I just got so excited about that. But I want to hear your perspective, Deborah.
Oh, yeah. I think that it's important for a woman that's been in the business for a long time. We take for granted some of the things that we know, or some of the little joys that you get from just being new in the business and being able to see how to make money or being able to see a certain perspective of something. It's encouraging to me when I meet women who are getting into this business and they're all excited. And whether it's providing for their kids or whether it's an at-home mom, like you were talking about earlier, who's just wanting to provide a really good vacation for them during the summer. It's really kind of cool that all walks of life can just kind of be in the same community. And I think that the people that are new to the business need to see the people that have been in the business a while and that they are doing it and that they are successful and they are making things happen and vice versa. And we need their energy and their enthusiasm and their go-getterness, right? So it's a really good symbiotic relationship. And yeah. I'm glad to say that we have women in all levels of education in the community.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. It's true. We become a little bit complacent because we're kind of been there, done that, right? We think, you know, and then we're surprised when we don't know, right? But if you, that's the thing about a beginner is you're okay with not knowing, right? Like for us, it feels a little bit like I should have known that. Like I find myself, if I do something that was quote unquote stupid, although nobody does anything stupid, but you might think to yourself, well, that was dumb. I should have known better. Well, no, things are constantly changing, right? And so having that beginner's mind and having that around you allows you to feel better also in those moments where you're like, wow, I should have known that.
Well, and then just acknowledging that, yeah, you know, one of our meetings that we have is called the Power Hour, and we feature women who are REN members who've maybe completed a project and they are actually presenting their case study. Mm-hmm. And we do this for a couple different reasons, but one of them is because we don't get the opportunity to step forward as leaders in our real estate community out in the regular world, because most of the time a woman is not at the front of the room, but maybe once a year at a regular RIA. But we wanted to give a platform so that we could train women to step to the front of the room, to start to feel that confidence, to foster leadership in our community and give that opportunity to them. And I think it's one of the things that I love best, because it's like I'm being able to contribute to somebody else's growth. And I know like we have a little mentoring system for that process. So that they're not going on cold turkey. They get a template, they get coaching so that they can actually learn to own themselves and their voice and their presentation themselves and feel the reward of that. I think sometimes as women, we don't celebrate our wins enough. and that's what part of that is about too. Let's celebrate our wins. Let's look at another member and go, man, you rocked it.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly. It's really cool that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So I want to talk specifically about REN and the platform and sort of all of your offerings. So ladies, before we move into that, I just want you to know to get onto the platform and get the membership and get all the details, you just go to blissfulinvestor.com/REN. It's WREN for Women's Real Estate Network. So blissfulinvestor.com/REN. And then you can go to the page to where you can sign up. But I wanted to give you that preemptively. I'll give it to you again. And of course, it's in the show notes. But Deborah, when they go to that website, what are they going to find? And talk to us a little bit about the offerings, what women can expect and that sort of thing.
Sure. So we have an annual membership for our networking organization, and it's $249, which is really not expensive at all.
$249, ladies. That is, you know, like it's nothing.
It's, yeah. It's not an expensive membership. And I think the benefits are amazing. So what we do is at first, you become part of our network. We send you a series of network training. We call it Work It Girl Network Training.
Love that.
Work It Girl. And here's the reason why. Because whether you're in front of a person or whether you're on a Zoom call, putting your contact information in the chat is not networking. Giving your card to somebody is not networking. Networking is about forming relationships, right? And there is a way to network that is productive to your business. And so this is a series of three videos that actually talks about how to network so that it's productive for your business. We want you to succeed. We want you to network so that it's productive for your bottom line, right? And so we want you to go through that training so that when you're welcomed into the community, that you understand that. We have a Facebook page that is where most of our community activity is going on. We have all kinds of resources on our Facebook page, whether you're starting out as a wholesaler and you need scripts, those are up there. Whether you're wanting to learn to run numbers for something, those are up there. There's all kinds of resources at our Facebook page. And then we have monthly member-only meetings. And those member-only meetings, not only do you get to connect with other members and learn about their business models and what they're doing and see if there's somebody you can do business with, right? I mean, if you're a wholesaler, you need flippers to buy your deals, right? Or whatever it is, maybe you're a passive investor and you're looking for investments, whatever that is. So we have those monthly meetings. And then sometimes at the monthly meetings, we'll have a speaker that might have spoke for us just come to speak to the members, right? Just come so that you can ask questions, that you can get that off-camera relationship going with some of the speakers and the experts that come in.
Those monthly meetings are online, right? So no matter where you are, you can go to those.
And which has been really interesting, Monica. You know that Ren's been around for a little bit, and we started out as an in-person networking company. We have 11 chapters across the U.S. And when the pandemic hit, we went online, and we haven't really started opening up yet. Some of the ladies aren't ready to come out yet, but what we did was go online, and it's been really interesting. It's been really cool that I'm meeting women from all over the U.S. Now, I don't know about you, but I have flipped in Los Angeles for a while, but my buy and holds are not in L.A. My buy and holds are in Memphis, Tennessee, in Tucson, Arizona, in Houston, Texas. So in a sense, I am real estate investing in all those areas, right? Not in a sense, I am real estate investing in all those areas.
Right.
Yeah. But I would never like, okay, now I'm meeting women in those areas that are investors. Now my network is like, oh, hey, I need a contractor that's not in my local area, that's in your area. Can you help me? I need an insurance person that's in your area. Can you help me? Right? Mm-hmm. The value of the network is even expanding because it's 10 feet of my house.
Yeah.
And it's in that community that I'm already investing in. So it's been really interesting to meet women who are all over investing. We have a couple of women who are flipping in Alaska. I mean, it's been really great that way. So the online has really expanded things in a perspective of, oh, where's she investing? Oh, is that a good market? Can you tell me about it? Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. So it's been really interesting that way. I feel like I got off track.
It's okay.
Wandering here anyway. Those are some of the benefits of being a REN member. And then we have also other monthly meetings where we bring in a speaker to educate you on a certain business model. So for example, you have people come in that are flippers and they talk to you about flipping or raising capital. Somebody's coming in about raising capital. Somebody's coming in about mobile home parks, right? And it's all women always at the front of the room so that we can learn from them and we can ask them any kind of question we want, from how they execute their business model to how they're juggling it all. We had one woman come in who's got 5 kids, for goodness sakes. And it's like, wow, how are you doing that? And she was telling us about the systems that she's using so that she doesn't have to be away from her kids all the time, but still can run her business. And that's really helpful too.
Yeah.
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 So it's a really interesting community.
And then you also have Ignite, which is your event. Is it one time a year? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it started out one time a year. It's just been one time a year in an in-person event. And it was a three-day event the last time that we had it. And it was amazing, great energy, 250 women coming out and just celebrating not only real estate and our speakers that took the front of the room, but also starting out the day in meditation, like having that opportunity to open ourselves up for what we're ready to bring into our lives that day. So there's a feminine touch to it all. Mm-hmm. And definitely the networking at the end with wine and stuff. And we went online for the pandemic and we just had an event last November, but it was just a one-day event. And we're hoping to have an in-person event in 2022. That's on our goal list.
Yeah.
And the online events have been great. And we try to do it a little differently. One of the things that we've done online is we have a pajama networking party in the day. And everybody dresses up in their pajamas and we bring a cocktail and we network together. And it's just fun. It's just a different way for us all to be chicks together.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so it's really fun. So yeah, we have plans for 2022, hopefully opening up and having a in-person event again.
Perfect. So ladies, I'm part of the network also. I will confess that, like I said, I love having community, but I'm not uber involved online, at least through 2021. 2022, I'm looking forward to also building out my network too, because I've got some new things coming and going in my life too. So please join. Come join me and Deborah. It's at blissfulinvestor.com/Wren, W-R-E-N as in Nancy. So Wren, blissfulinvestor.com/Wren. So you can sign up there and we can all just kind of start hanging out, as Deborah says, like chicks. So, so what I want to do, Deborah, is we have Extra, which is the membership portion of the show. And I want to do a little bit of a deeper dive on helping people understand how to network for building their businesses and specifically going online. I feel like that's been a little bit of a challenge for me. And I know that you've had this experience through this last year, through the pandemic, of how to really help people connect, women connect when we're online, whether it's just on Facebook or it's at one of your community calls or one of your meetups online or whatever it is, right, at Ignite. So I'd love to do a little bit of a deeper dive in Extra about that specifically. Is that okay with you?
That's great. Yeah, no problem.
Perfect. I love that. Okay, good. So before we move into Extra and close out this portion of the show, are you ready for our three rapid fire questions?
Me?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yes, I am.
Ladies, I did not prep Deborah, evidently. Okay, so Deborah, give us one super tip on getting started investing in real estate.
Surround yourself with people that you want to be like. I mean, if there is somebody in your community that is doing what you want to do, for me, when I started, I wanted to be a flipper. So I surrounded myself with flippers and I learned their vocabulary and I saw what they were doing. I asked them to share their numbers with me. I asked them to show me on-site project going on. So hang around with people who are doing what you want to do.
I love that. And then what's a strategy for being successful as a real estate investor?
Okay, that's a debate. I don't know what I'm going to say. You touched on fear, right? And walking through your fear. And I think that whatever you need to do to recognize, feel, and continue on through fear is definitely that. And then I'm just going to say focus, fear and focus. Focus on what you want. Focus on why you're doing this. I had a tremendous amount of focus on the lifestyle I wanted to live. And that's what got me here. And I'm living that lifestyle now. So you really need to continue your focus on what it is that you want, because that's what's going to pull you through the fear.
Yeah, I love that. And then tell us one daily practice you do, Deborah, that you would say contributes to your success.
Grateful list. It's a grateful list. It's so funny because recently I woke up in a funk. Sometimes I just woke up in a funk and I reached out to one of my friends and she was like, "Have you done your grateful list?" And I hadn't. I hadn't done it in a few days. And I realized, oh, that's what was missing, right?
Yeah.
When I'm really grateful about where I am and what I already have, it's really much easier for me to walk through that day and take on whatever's brought to me. I jokingly say that as an entrepreneur, nobody calls me unless there's a problem. It's really the truth. Like if things are going right, I don't hear from anybody.
I know.
It's only when things are going wrong that I hear from people. But being in a grateful place puts you in a very resourceful place. So when that phone does ring, I'm in a place of like, oh, all right, I'm here. Let's brainstorm. Let's do it. Let's figure it out. So it's the grateful list for me.
I love that. And such a good perspective on it, right? Like it really does make us so much more resourceful.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Well, this has been amazing.
Did I pass?
It's not a pass or fail. It's more like, I think it's interesting. I feel a little bit like a bragger saying us successful women, but it is true. We've got these pieces, these little nuggets, right, that we can share that can completely shift a person's paradigm. So I love, and my ladies love the three rapid fire questions because it's those nuggets that they can take into their life today that can change everything. So of course you passed. You were amazing.
Isn't that a feminine thing? Did I do it right?
Exactly. Did I do that right? Anyways, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for sharing Ren with my ladies again today, Deborah.
Thank you, Monica. This has been great.
Yeah. Yay. And ladies, stay tuned for extra. We're going to be talking, we're going to do a deep dive on how to actually network, right? Not just giving a number or giving your card or whatever it is, and how to do it online so you can take advantage of all these resources that we've got now that have been developed because of the pandemic. So many good things. I know, ladies, it was hard, right? The whole pandemic was hard and there was a lot of yuckiness. And there was also some amazing things to serve our lives that have come out from that too, right? So this is one of those amazing things that we can learn about and utilize to build our lives and ourselves and our wealth, right? So I'm super excited to talk about that in Extra. So if you are subscribed to Extra, stay tuned. If you're not, go to realestateinvestingforwomenextra.com and you get the first 7 days for free of the subscription. So check it out, see if you love it, and hopefully you'll stay with us. But it's realestateinvestingforwomenextra.com. For those of you that are leaving Deborah and me right now, thank you so much for joining us for this conversation. I hope to see you at Ren, networking and asking questions and all of that good stuff. And I also look forward to seeing you next time. So always remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you soon. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a blissful millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.